Back now to the Trans-Tasman bubble. It's been touted by some as the saviour for the hollowed-out tourism industry. We're joined now by two tourism business operators. Paul Button is the general manager of Canopy Tours in Rotorua, and Robbie Stewart is the base manager for in-flight skydiving at the Franz Josef and Fox Glaciers. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Right, let's start with you, Paul, in Rotorua. Well, a lot of focus on that city at the moment, perhaps not for all the best reasons with the housing crisis there. This is something which I guess people in the city will be really looking forward to.
Yeah, it's really exciting, eh? And hopefully it'll make a big difference to tourism in Rotorua.
Let's start with the numbers and the actual hard bit here. Will it actually, do you think, bring in enough extra visitors to lift incomes, to lift the financial position of some of those operators and yourself?
Right now we just don't know. I think, for us in the last couple of weeks, we've seen sort of increase of web traffic from Aussies. We've had about 200-300 Australians on our web having a look around. We've had about $1,000 worth of sales from Australia. So right now it's too early to tell. I think in one sense, you know, we're forecasting not a lot of change at the start just so we don't get ahead of ourselves. But I think as we get a couple of months in, it might really crank.
But, okay, so psychologically, just the boost, just to know that we're making progress, how important is that?
Oh, it's amazing, eh? I was up first thing this morning reading the Herald, looking at those live headlines, you know, it's really cool. I guess on one side as a human, the emotional connection, right? Like all those families who get to see each other after a year, it's really exciting for them and for the rest of the country.
Robbie, for you and those, businesses that are based around those glaciers, this would be something you'd really be pinning your hopes on.
Yeah, this is super important for us. It's something that we've been waiting for quite a long time. For us, we've got an environment which is super different to the Aussies. Yeah, we wish we had the beautiful gold beaches, but they don't have the mountains and the glaciers and the scenery that we've got. So I think that's going to count a lot in our favour. As Paul was saying, we've noticed a remarkable increase in our traffic to our websites, specifically from the Australians. So we're super excited about this. We hope it's going to do real good.
Is it translating into bookings as yet?
No, we're really not that kind of an industry that people book a long way in advance. But from what it looks like in terms of the accommodation and those kinds of businesses in the area, there's definitely been an increase in the number of bookings that are coming out of the Australian sector. And once the people are here, they will then look at all the different types of activities, the quad bikes, the skydiving, helicopter tours, all of those kinds of activities that are offered in the area.
Sure. Paul, the infrastructure, the workers, the accommodation, has that been hollowed out to a point where you might struggle if there was a surge, or will you be ready?
Well, that's a great question. In terms of our business, we're set up to run about 10 times more business than we are currently. So in terms of the human side of things, I think we're good. There's a point in the holidays where we're just going to be able to, we'll just tap out with inventory anyway. Accommodation, I think, is a different question, you know, and that's going to be really the one that could be the telling feature, you know, like, is there enough accommodation in Rotorua to house a surge of Australians, you know, like, we have limitations with some BMSD and the MIQ, but also there's a ton of nightly rental stuff in the area that's not at capacity either, so everybody will benefit.
And what about with the glaciers, Glacier Country as they call it now, is there going to be the accommodation there? I know there have been stories in the past about accommodation shutting down.
So we have had some of the accommodation providers close down, but we still have some of the really big guys, the rainforest and those kinds of guys who are good to go. So I think to start with, we can probably accommodate what will happen. And the issue with the hotels, although I can't really speak for them, that's not my industry, would be speeding up in terms of staffing. For us, we're ready to go. We have been supported very greatly by the Department of Conservation through the Jobs for Nature program. So we've been able to retain the necessary critical staff that even though we haven't been able to skydive more than about 20% of the normal amount of customers, we've been able to retain 80% of our staff through the Jobs for Nature program.
It's great. Just finally, Paul, are you worried that with the bubble opening, it goes both ways, right? So you might see a number of domestic tourists who have been helping you over the last few months jump across the Tasman, or in perhaps a few weeks' time, even go to the Cook Islands. Is that a concern?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a concern, but it's definitely, very aware of it. Probably my worry or concern is, we've had great support from the domestics over the year, and we've done a lot of things to really encourage them to come to Canopy Tours. And, I think... I just hope that the domestics, the Kiwis, just keep supporting. They don't think that tourism's okay now. Tourism's got the bubble. Because I think, friends down south might get the a much stronger resurgence from visitation, but up north it may be a little bit slower. Just maybe, just not as dramatic.
Sure. Paul Button, thank you very much for that. General Manager of Canopy Tours in Rotorua, and Robbie Stewart, the Base Manager for In-Flight Skydiving at Franz Josef and Fox Glaciers.